What do you think would happen if the bishop calls up a priest and says, Father, I need to send you to St. Walburga Parish, but I need to warn you, some of the people are extremely rebellious. In fact, some of the guys even roll up their cigarettes in their t-shirts. They're so tough. They rebel against God. They've been rebelling against other pastors. They even rebelled against Father Nice Guy, who just died. Some of the people are mean. Others are stubborn and hard of heart. Father, would you do me a favor and go to St. Walburga's for me? My suspicion is the priest would say, Bishop, let me pray about this for a little bit. It wouldn't be an immediate yes, perhaps. Ezekiel has been given a tough assignment. He's to speak a message of hope to the Israelites who are being held hostage in a foreign land, Babylon. God's people feel abandoned. They have doubts and questions about God's existence and God's goodness. And we are told that Ezekiel's success will not be measured by the outcome of his preaching. He is simply to answer God's call and then to speak God's word no matter what. Jesus has been given a tough assignment too. After performing miracles on both shores of the Sea of Galilee, he returns home to the small town of Nazareth. Jesus the carpenter returns as a wise prophet of God, and at first people are kind of amazed, but then their amazement turns to contempt. Some of the folks in Nazareth are being mean-spirited. Others appear to be jealous. And we're told by St. Mark that because of their lack of faith, Jesus is almost powerless. I suspect there have been times in your life, and there will be times in the future, where we accept or are asked to accept challenging, difficult assignments. In each of our vocations, in each of our lives, we're asked by God to participate in sharing God's word that he wants spoken and in doing the work that God wants done. And we need to realize that the measure of our success will not necessarily be a success. And the outcome of our effort might not be immediately seen. And the popularity we want to experience might never come. And so, like St. Paul, we need to be absolutely convinced that grace will be sufficient. And we can be calm and content because God's power is still at work. This Eucharist is our weekly source of encouragement and hope. Look around. You'll probably be amazed to see so many people with so much faith.